is Joyce Hubert, H-E-B-E-R-T. She was born 7/30/62, 2/5/2024. This 61-year-old woman comes in today with a complaint of cough, congestion, sinus drainage, back pain, back spasms, severe blood sugars out of control, leg pain, numbness, tingling, and all the symptoms of irregular blood sugars, period. New paragraph, patient thinks you might have a kidney stone. Would you sign that? I changed the Z-Pack to this because of your attack. She might have a kidney stone because of severe spasm in her low back, period. The paragraph, she's been on Trulicity, 3 milligram every week. She's not been working. Her blood sugars are 336, 289, 249, and 232 in the past few days at home, period. The paragraph, she's been taking Glibride 5 milligram 3 times a day. Has not been able to take metformin. She's very, very, very adamantly against it, taking any insulin. We're going to try on Januvia PO and see how she does today. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. Eye exam, up to date. Colonoscopy, up to date. Mammogram, up to date. Family history, both mom and dad, history of heart disease, and they're living now. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Hey, let me call you right back. Who's this? Okay, Danielle, I'll call you back. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's married. Her last period was 20 years ago. Her husband works oil field. He's from Louisiana, and she takes care of him most of the time. Because of her symptoms of possible kidney stone, we got a urinalysis today. There was no blood. Specific gravity was elevated. There's trace glucose, and her leukocytes were positive, period. In the paragraph, we talked about positive leukocytes and urinary tract infection as a result of increased blood sugar. A1C was done a month or two ago. Those results are not available to me at this time. Medication list, Trulicity, 3 milligram per 5 cc once a weekly. Lisinopril, 10 milligram a day. Gemfibrozil, 600 BID. Glibride, 5 milligram TID. Let's see. Januvia, 100 milligram a day. Gives her medication list, allergena. Then come back to assessment. Number one, as far as her back spasm is concerned, I'm going to treat her with rosuvastatin now, Toradol 10 milligram now, send her home with Levaquin 500 milligram once a day, and then Mobic 15 milligram a day. Next one is sinusitis. The Levaquin should take care of her gram-positive, most likely gram-positive and gram-negative sinus infection just as well. Next number, Toradol should help the back pain. Next number is Bromfidm for cough. Next one is no Medrol dose back with increased blood sugars. Next one is Januvia, 100 milligram once a day. Next one is my plan is to see how her blood sugar does. If there's no improvement, most likely try to change the Trulicity to Monjaro. Next one is has not had a response to Ozempic in the past. Next number. Lisinopril for blood pressure is working well. Next one is eye exam is up to date. Next number is abdominal ultrasound shows a fatty liver, normal kidneys, normal gallbladder. Next number, I see no stones in her kidneys. Rosuvastatin and Toradol, ma'am. Next number, I see no pyelonephritis. Next number, the case was discussed with patient at length. Next number is recheck next week. Next number, no evidence of severe carotid stenosis noted. Next one, echocardiograms within normal limits. Next number, she complains of no chest pain, decreased exercise tolerance, or any other symptoms of acute coronary syndrome or angina. Next number, we'll discuss findings with patient again when she returns. Thank you.